AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is providing new military aid to Ukraine. President Biden.
Advanced drones, laser-guided rocket systems. Yesterday, I signed another package to send more Javelin missiles, those shoulder-mounted missiles that can take out tanks and armored vehicles.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pressing the West for more as Russian forces continue their offensive in southern and eastern Ukraine. The U.S. is also hitting Russia with more sanctions as punishment for what President Biden calls war crimes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has that.
The president says the atrocities in Bucha and elsewhere are on full display.
There's nothing less happening than major war crimes. Responsible nations have to come together to hold these perpetrators accountable.
The new sanctions block two key Russian banks, the latest steps in what the president describes as a campaign to isolate Moscow's economy.
We're going to stifle Russia's ability and its economy to grow for years to come.
The U.S. is also making it personal with sanctions on Putin's two adult daughters, along with the wife and kids of his foreign minister, cutting them off from America's financial system. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The mother of Amir Locke is reacting angrily after prosecutors declined to file charges against the Minneapolis SWAT team officer who killed her son. The officer shot the 22-year-old black man while serving a no-knock warrant. Locke was lying on a couch in the apartment when officers entered. They said they shot after he pointed a gun in their direction. Karen Wells says her son's death was not fair and vows to keep up pressure on Minneapolis city leaders. Federal Reserve officials are signaling a more aggressive approach to fighting high inflation in the coming months. In minutes from their policy meeting 3 weeks ago, Fed officials said aggressive half-point rate hikes could be appropriate multiple times this year. Stocks are lower in afternoon trading. This is AP News. The CEO of Hertz Rental Cars is vowing to fix a glitch that led to legitimate customers being arrested for car theft. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
It's like something out of a nightmare, Stephen Scherr, the new CEO of Hertz, told CNBC he's working to fix a problem in the rental car giant's systems that's led to customers getting arrested and thrown in jail for stealing a rental car they already paid for or returned weeks before. Scherr says the company has changed its policies after suffering with a software issue that sometimes occurred when a car would be reported stolen, but then when the car was located, the update wasn't recognized in Hertz's system. A judge in Delaware ruled in favor of more than 200 customers who asked the company to disclose records about erroneous theft reports. Attorneys for the customers say the number of victims is more like 8,000. Scherr says it's unacceptable and no customer should be put through that. I'm Jennifer King.
Oil prices have been falling today. U.S. benchmark crude down more than 5%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.